This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I do appreciate the time very much. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and writing to me and getting involved in the conversation. And you really do need to get involved in the conversation. And whether it's with my show or somebody else's or what have you, you don't get informed, you don't get engaged, you don't really understand the process unless you also see what other people think. See how they come at an issue. I mean, no, seriously. Because if you don't get a full version of what's happening, or maybe all inputs as to what's happening, sometimes we have to come back and apologize because we're so set or stuck on what we believe to be truth that we can't get past that. So get informed, get engaged, whether it's my show or not. I prefer it be my show, obviously. But get involved, get engaged with different shows, different commentators, listen to what they have to say, and decide whether you believe it's right or not. Now, here's what Donna said to you. Now, listen, go ahead, I'll wait. Get your mouth full of coffee and swallow. Because I don't want to hear you screaming because you just burned yourself. That's how crazy this stuff is. Now, DePaul University's hiking student fees, why? Not to offer better facilities, not to make you get new books, not to get a better security team. No, they need more money to finance the scholarships of illegal immigrants. Notice I said finance the scholarships of illegal immigrants. So apparently, the loons on the left, and this is why they're going to lose, and they're going to keep losing, and they're going to keep getting slapped around, because what part of this makes sense to them? I'm an American citizen. I'm paying for my daughter, my son, whatever, to go to school. Okay? And if you write me a letter and say, "Hi, Mr. Messina, we have to hike the fees to X amount of credit, The university is offering all kinds of scholarships and other things, and we need your help." And I go, okay, that sounds kind of cool. All right, that's good. I'm glad we can help out a little bit to other students and help my daughter or my son have a nicer place to go to. And then I read further down that it's everybody's responsibility to make sure illegal immigrants get equal education here in this country that you're paying taxes for. And then the blood pressure starts to rise. As uncomfortable as it's going to be for some of you, we owe immigrants nothing. You Christians out there listening to the show, right? You want to get technical? Don't give me this Christian crap that we're supposed to be taking care of these kids. Feed and clothe. Doesn't say anything about educate. Jesus, your Savior, the person that you say you follow, he says you take care of the widows and the orphans. Didn't say anything about somebody who has a family who comes over here and breaks the law. Matter of fact, Jesus himself said, "You render unto Caesar what is his." Well, Caesar is the government. And if the government has laws against this, then guess what? You follow the law. You can't find a path. Unless the law is 180 degrees against God's word. If the law says, like it does here in California, where you're supposed to worship Jerry Brown and the Democrats, and not God, hey, you break that law. You don't adhere to that law. That's how it works. Now, students approved a campus-wide student government referendum spearheaded by the Vincentians, an ally student group that calls for a $2 a quarter increase in the student activity fee to fund scholarship programs for, drum roll please, illegals. The referendum passed by a top-sided margin of 1,684 votes in favor compared to just 302 votes against. Those kids will be thrown out of school almost immediately, likely benefiting from the extremely favorable language used to describe the proposal. Each year, undocumented undergrad students who do not have access to federal finance, why? Because they're here illegally. They're not undocumented, they're here illegally. Undergo a financial gap, often exceeding $17,000, not including room and board. Should we support our fellow students who, like we, dream of obtaining an education from DePaul by creating a scholarship fund initiated by a $2 quarterly additional student fee? Isn't that great? So you want me to pay for these kids who are here illegally to go to school? In California, the governor wants to tax us and move tax money into a fund to protect illegals. Yeah, into illegal. So he wants to pay lawyers to protect illegals. He wants to pay lawyers to fight against the federal and state laws. Didn't these guys take oaths of office to uphold the state and federal constitutions? I don't know which one, though. I'm kind of confused here. Soon after, Student Government Associate announced that Father Dennis Holtschulder, DePaul's president, had approved the fee hike and that the school officials hope to fully implement the scholarship by September. This was not enough for the DePaul socialist, who penned an op-ed to the local paper, complaining that the scholarship is being funded by student fees rather than the university's endowment. We should ask why scholarships should be funded by an increased student activity fee at the university. The group argues, hey, given DePaul's endowment and alleged commitment to social justice, why don't they pay for it? We'll see what Kimberly thinks of this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I don't know.
No comment.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style, but no one else.
We are back.
He was a top man.
This is the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. Buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Put it on your coffee table. Piss off the neighbors. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Actually, I did mean it. You know, we got to start a conversation. This is nuts. It is just nuts that a lot of you, you know, I went to an event last night that was great. And the, you know, David Horowitz was there and a few others. And the discussion was all around, why do we as conservatives back down? We elect the people that we want into certain positions. Then we back away from them. And we don't back away from them in a negative way as much as, hey, I elected you. Go do the job. No, it doesn't work that way. It's a constant fight. It's a constant pressure's on. You know, we are so far down the drain that everybody needs to help in pulling us out. Everybody needs to help in pushing this forward. Now, one person I know who's on the front of that, on the front lines with us, and I always love reading her stuff, is Kimberly Marin, and she joins us every week to help us kick off the week to get our blood pressure pumped. Well, we get her blood pressure pumped, too, I'm sure. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit, or a lot of bit. I don't know if you caught that first segment about the college, what is it, at DePaul University, that wants to raise fees on students, but not to make a nicer school, not to make, you know, nicer gender-neutral bathrooms, not to buy softer toilet paper, no, so that they can give scholarships, free scholarships to illegals.
And kids are going to have to pay these fees, often who get all kinds of student loans and or whose parents are paying for it, who worked hard for years to make sure they could pay for them to go to college, but they're going to pay for students who are illegally here so they can get free college. That's brilliant.
No, but wait a minute. This should really get your blood pumping, right? So the comment when they put it up for a vote, they said, now each year, undocumented undergraduate students who do not have access to the federal financial aid, or FAFSA as it's called, they undergo a financial gap often exceeding $17,000. Should we support our fellow students? No. My answer is no. First of all, they're not undocumented. Obviously, they're illegal. The reason they can't get the federal financial aid is because they're here illegally. Workarounds to beat the system. When I was a kid growing up in Boston, I was told, you're not supposed to work around the system.
But that's what they're being taught now. They're being taught. It's okay to work around the system. Defy the laws and the rules that are in place because, yeah, whatever. You know, whatever those laws, whatever.
Yeah, see, my mother listens to the show from time to time. It's like, Ma, see what you did to me? You made me follow the rules.
Right?
I don't know. This stuff just makes me crazy because, again, these kids are being taught this in college, which means they're carrying this off into real life. They really believe this to be the right way to live, and it's not. Not by any stretch of the imagination.
No, and that's the problem. It's not how real life works. You're supposed to follow the rules. And if you don't like the rules, work to change them. I get that. I do that myself. Yeah. But you're supposed to follow the rules because they were put into place. Whether it was good or bad originally, they were put into place. So until you can change the rules, you need to follow them. Because there's consequences when you don't. Well, unless you go to DePaul University.
Hey. And it's getting better here in California. Now the governor wants to collect the tax to put a fund together to pay lawyers, probably his crony buddies, to be able to defend. He calls them undocumented. I call them illegals that are here in this country to help them stay here illegally. So now Californians are going to pay to fund the legal fund to keep illegals here.
And then I wrote about that the other day. And then on top of it, Governor Moonbeam called taxpayers who were complaining about increased taxes freeloaders.
Yeah, he did. He lost his mind. He's even teeing off his own group. I love it.
Yeah, let's call people who are already overtaxed in California freeloaders because he wants to add more taxes on top of the ones that they're already paying. Doesn't this guy realize people are fleeing his state?
Yeah, no, he doesn't care. He doesn't
care.
When you
hear
him give speeches and you hear him talk, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, guess what? If you guys end up with Gavin Newsom, you're really, really screwed.
Yeah, I know. And we'll move to Puerto Rico because that's, you know, the only place you're going to get a fair shake at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Telling you.
It is always amazing to me. Okay, give me an overview. I know I haven't touched on this yet, but give me an overview of how you think Trump is doing overseas.
So far, what I've seen, he's been doing great. I saw, you know, everything in Saudi Arabia, his speech was very good. And so far today in Israel, from what I've seen, he's been doing a great job there as well. I mean, you know, it's a huge difference from when Obama went over and on his apology tour, if you recall. So it's a huge difference. And it seemed like Saudi Arabia was happier with Trump as well as, of course, Israel. Did Obama even ever go to Israel? I don't think he did.
You know what? See, you're going to make me look like a fool because I don't remember. But
I don't think he did, but he might have, but I don't recall. I know he didn't, at least in the first.
But what a slap in your face. Look what the Saudis did for him, right? Look at the honor they gave him, gave President Trump. And you look at that and you go, how does the other side justify? Now they're trying to make the Saudis out to be bad people. All those years, they were the best buddies, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and that, you know, that's what's, it's insane because, the left-stream media, it's not even lame-stream media, it's left-stream media. They are beside themselves because they don't even want to talk about any of this. They just are looking for other things to talk about. As a matter of fact, I wrote about that today because while Ivanka Trump was there, she met with entrepreneurs or women leaders, whatever, and the World Bank said they were going to put $100 million into this entrepreneur fund that can help women worldwide. The left-stream media, this woman who actually is a Wall Street Journal supposed reporter took the article that her company, somebody from her place actually originally wrote and turned it into Ivanka's fund. It's not Ivanka's fund. She just supports it. But they turned it around and tried to make it like it was the Clinton Foundation, like the equivalent. And these were all mainstream media people doing this.
Well, we got to go for a quick break. And you're right. I mean, these people... I keep saying this, but it's true. They really need to go have their meds checked or get some. You know, maybe they definitely need some. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes more. We come Kimberly Moran right after this. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation, for real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really mean it. Always a pleasure when you're with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know what? Get involved. Hop up to the website, the Real Side, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Lots happening there. And comment on what's going on. You know, let them know, let my writers know that you don't really care for what it is they're saying, or you do care, or you do encourage them to keep going. And, you know, let us know how you feel. I got thick skin. I don't mind you telling me that I'm wrong, I'm off, I'm dumb. I always love the big people's words that you guys use on a regular basis when you write nasties to me. I appreciate that. Makes it easier for me to read anyway. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. I always enjoy when she's with us on the show. And Kimberly, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So there is so much that's gone on in the last week. First of all, our hearts and prayers go out to those people in the United Kingdom. And I think it's really hilarious. I wonder what the mayor, is it the mayor of London, has said. Has he chimed in on this yet? Because, you know, wasn't he the one that said that we bring terrorism on ourselves?
He's the one that said we basically have to just live with it.
Yeah, because that's life. Maybe his.
Yeah.
Life, not my life.
You know, someone else said it, too. I was watching the Twitter feed for that horrible attack, and I was watching the Twitter feed, and someone else said the same sort of thing. Like, we live, these kind of killers are always going to be part of life, and it's like, no, not really. You know, yeah, you're right. There's psychopathic, murderous people out there, but they don't usually do this kind of thing, you know?
Right.
And these kind of things, these kind of terrorist attacks happen far too often across the world, and they shouldn't.
I agree with you. And no, we shouldn't have to live with it, and we shouldn't live with it. Right now there's 19 dead, 59 injured in the blast. And I love that first the news sources were like, well, there's no confirmation this was a terrorist attack. It might have been an electrical explosion or something just went wrong in the basement. I'm thinking, yeah, because that happens so often, you know, especially at the end of a concert. That's just something that just happens. And so I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, it'll only be a matter of time. And before we went on the air, the Brits came out and said that we're investigating this as a terrorist attack. Why they're so afraid to say it, I am just beyond belief to me.
Well, their Prime Minister, Theresa May, came right out and said it. I mean, not right away, I'm sure. She had to wait for confirmation, but she came out and said it.
Good. I am so glad.
So,
okay. Let's talk more about these snowflakes. I mean, I just, again, as long as they keep doing this, we will, you know, and I know there's a lot of people that aren't part of the we that I'm part of, but we will be in power for a long time, and I'm loving it. Anyhow, the students that walked out on Vice President Pence, you know, here's a man that was invited to speak at a graduation ceremony at the University of Notre Dame, I believe. Here's a man who believes in life. He believes in the sanctity of life. And what exactly were these powder puffs walking out on? Exactly what were they protesting? Because I still don't know.
They believe somehow that, I guess, he's going to take their rights away. I don't know. There's just, it's so ridiculous. He has a different opinion than you. He hasn't said anything that he's going to do to try to take your rights away. Basically, if you probably asked them, they probably wouldn't even be able to tell.
They couldn't answer you. You're right.
Right. And I'm seeing that with grown adults, too, not just dumb kids. But that's what we've seen for a lot of the stuff that is surrounding Trump and Pence. It's made up stuff, stuff that never happened, stuff that they never even said was going to happen or they were going to do. It's just fear mongering. And that's basically what the Democrats are banking on right now, is they can fear monger enough people to go on to their side.
Oh, no, I love this. I think this is, again, I'm going to go right back to, you know, these are the people that want equality for all, well, except for him, right? They want everybody to have the same opportunities and chances, except for Pence. They can't sit there and listen to a difference of opinion. Their attitude is to shut them down and walk out. How you know, we were always told that that was ignorance. We were always told that that was just somebody who was too ignorant to want to hear a different point of view. But yet, they do it, get away with it on a regular basis, and they think it makes perfect sense. I find this interesting and amazing. And again, this is the Vice President of the United States, whether you like him or not.
Listen, remember when Obama was going to be speaking at Notre Dame, they protested, but they did not walk out during his speech.
No, they didn't. Exactly right.
Pro-lifers protested, and that's perfectly fine. But they did not ruin graduation or walk out on his speech. Now, and this is one of the problems. Like, I didn't want to hear my commencement speaker either, but I sat there and listened because it was respectful. You know, you're not going to always agree with your boss or higher ups in your company, but you listen, and then you try to have a discussion later, if you can, of why you disagree. You don't just walk out and ignore or not even hear what they're saying. It's just, it's not, they're
it hurts the widow feelings.
Well, because they're used to safe spaces.
Oh, God. Mommy and Daddy, you know, saying, oh, no, you don't have to listen to that, honey. It's okay. I mean, what do they do when their boss sits them down? And we've all been through this. Anybody who's, you know, had a real job has been through this. When the boss sits you down and said, look, I need to talk to you because you know what? Your performance, how can I put this? It sucks, okay? You're not keeping up with everybody else. Your stuff is consistently late. You don't write properly. You know, we've all been through something like that at work. What are they going to do? Get up and walk out because they don't agree with what the boss has to say? Or talk about how they're having an off week because Donald Trump is president and they can't perform as well? Yeah, I'm sure the boss is going to go, oh, wow, take a few days off. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what, take the rest of your life off because we don't want you back here. That's what's going to happen. This
right.
is amazing.
No, and that's pretty much, I mean, I wouldn't even know how to deal with those people if I was going to hire them. Like, how do you deal with that?
I don't know. I have no,
you know?
I wouldn't know what to do. I would be looking going, I don't know what to do with you. Why don't you go to work for a nail salon or something? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, my God.
Well, look at, where else does it get easy? Everybody talks. They love the end result. Everybody's happy, right? A little champagne. You get your nails done, right? I hear the best thing could happen is a pedicure and a manicure, and everybody's happy. I mean, it's like Disneyland, local Disneyland or something. It's just crazy. Hey, this latest piece that you put up or turned me on to, which was the feminine outrage over white women, all white women apparently are violent. You know, tell me about this because I'm going to throw up if I try to put it out there.
Okay, so here's the deal. I saw a tweet or somebody posted a tweet, and so then I did some research. And the Women's March, you know, the pea hat wearers, I don't know what I can get away with saying on the air. I'm being nice.
That was good.
they decided to turn on white women. And a tweet went out that said, "This is a world where white women's fear of black men is not only seen as natural, but justified. This is white women's violence." So I'm like, what? What are they talking about? So I looked into it. Apparently, a white female police officer shot a black man, unarmed black man, in Oklahoma. She went to trial, and she was found not guilty, or justified. She was found justified.
Right.
Basically, the jury said, you know what? Any officer in that situation would have done the same exact thing, no matter size, gender, whatever, based on their training. You know, it was justifiable actions. So then these lunatics from the Women's March, these left-wing crackpots, started trying to blame all white women. So yep. instead of blaming police like they have been, you know, Black Lives Matter, they're not around that much anymore. Instead of blaming police shootings on this, it's somehow white women's fault.
Oh.
I'm just like, what happened to these women that they're this stupid? They're basically insane. And one of them even said, confronting white women's violence means rejecting any form of safety that comes at the expense of black lives. So if a so basically what they're saying is if a white woman is getting attacked by a black attacker, they shouldn't call the police or protect themselves.
Listen, I did this story in the first hour? Tammy's shaking her head. In Seattle, what is it? The Department of Corrections says you no longer can use the term inmates. You now have to use the term, ready for this one, students. And it gets even better, but we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Mastini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more to talk about on the other side of the break. Really, don't go far.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems. system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. You know, please don't take this the wrong way, but some of you are so anal, it's almost funny. So over the weekend, I switched some things around, and if you heard the beginning of the show, I'm yakking away, nothing's coming out because I mixed two cables up when I put everything back together. But some of you have figured out that the camera angle has changed just ever so slightly. How do you know that? I don't even know that. Okay? So, I'm sorry, but deal. I don't even know what to say. Just deal with it. It will be fine. A couple days you'll get used to it. Don't worry about it. All will be good, I promise. Anyway, Kimberly Marin joins me.
I'm sorry, that's fun.
I shouldn't make fun of the listeners, but I'm sitting there going, really? Is that all you got to do? Come on.
It's not Joe Schley.
Oh, yeah. You saw the studio. There's no such thing. We can't even spell Funky Schley around here. It doesn't work out that way for us. So anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's finish up. Kimberly, we were talking about how apparently white women being afraid of black men and shooting them, for that matter, is more than fine. But they left out the whole part about her being a law enforcement officer and basically just doing her duty and being acquitted of it as well. You know what I'm saying?
But not only that, but then they're trying to make it like white women support police brutality.
Yeah.
Against black men only, of course. And I'm like, no one supports police, because I actually tried to talk with a couple of these crackpots. And let me tell you something, they need serious meds. But I'm like, nobody supports police brutality of any kind. No one. No, you white women, it's systemic. You support systemic race. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I would have been better off just banging my head bloody against a cement wall. Because that's how insane these people are. But, you know, I'm like, that's great. You know, good job. I'll keep out. You want to keep saying this kind of stuff. I'll keep outing you. So more of your own left-wing white women dump you. Because why would you say that? Oh. You know, basically, one of them was trying to say, because we want them to march with us and be with us and do something about it. I'm like, oh, that's really going to get them going.
I'm thinking about some of the stuff that we've been through, even in the last weekend of the Women's March. I've got some not liberal, they're kind of middle of the road female friends. Like, you really can't figure out whether they want to be liberals or conservatives. They kind of pull from both sides. But you know, I asked a couple of you were in the Women's March. What were you guys marching for? What did you get? What have you? We're a little over 100 days of the president's administration here. What have you lost? Have you really lost any rights? I mean, I'm just trying to understand. I'm not the smartest guy in the room usually, so I'm just trying to understand. No women's rights have been lost. I don't think it's gays being thrown off a building or being put in jail. I don't think lesbians are being put in jail or what have you. So I'm kind of trying to figure out what blew up. Did I miss something?
There was no reason. They only marched because they were so offended that Trump got elected and Hillary didn't. They should have been offended that Hillary was even a candidate as well. But listen, I wrote about this whole thing, pointed out their hypocrisy because I went to one of the marches, and there's nothing. I mean, Trump's budget that's supposedly coming out, he has family paid leave, which makes me want to rip my hair out, but he's got that in there. Not that it'll pass, but there was nothing to march for. It was just basically a bunch of Farouk assaults having a hissy fit because they didn't get their way.
No, listen, I'm glad you said it because it's exactly what's going on. Look, think about what's happening here. The piece I did last week, I basically called them Dr. Jekylls and Mr. Hydes. When you had the Dems and they were in power, somewhat in power, and they were kind of getting what they wanted, right? They were like, you know, the Dr. Jekyll, because you knew what was under there. It was under the skin. Every once in a while, they'd pop up with something really nasty. But then after Trump won, it was like they took the permanent sauce. You know what I'm saying? They made the flip, and they haven't been able to come back since. They're stuck there.
That's exactly what it is. They loosened the hinge. They came so unhinged that they can't tighten it back up. They can't even pretend anymore. This is really who they are, people. This is really who they are, but they just don't let it bubble over all the time on a regular daily basis. They usually try to keep it in, except for when they need it. But now they just can't control themselves anymore. They literally have the impulse control of a 3-year-old.
I had a very good, I'll say, friend that's a California in the California legislature say, Joe, I'm afraid we've lost California.
What do you right? mean?
Well, I didn't want to go that far. But I've had two or three people from the legislature tell me that now, that basically they have 2/3 the vote. You know, you look at what Governor Brown's got away with the taxes and what have you, and it just keeps going in that direction. And there's nothing to stop them. There's nothing to slow them down because they believe it to be truth. And they're going to keep cranking forward, and they don't care what you think or what you say. That's a very, very, very dangerous place to be, you know?
That's why I left Massachusetts.
Yeah, but you moved a stone's throw away. The smell comes over the border.
Yeah, but at least we have some freedom in New Hampshire, and I can call multiple state reps and senators right now and say, what the hell are you doing? Couldn't do that in Mass. You have to, because that was a career for them. In New Hampshire, they're citizen legislators. Not that they're all that great. Some of them are really good, but these places like California, Massachusetts, New York, you know, a big number of people aren't for all this big nanny state government. But there's not enough of you. That's the problem. And people like me eventually said, you know what? I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm not dealing with this anymore. I need to be able to practice my freedom and my rights. I'm going to move to a place where I can do that. And that's what's happening.
Well, Yeah, but you're right between the nut job states, aren't you? I mean, really think about it. Maine is not that grounded either, if you would. You know, there's a lot of aluminum hat wearers just north of you.
Well, yeah, Maine is in the middle, sort of. Vermont is way out there. Maine is in the middle. So Maine is sort of in the middle between Vermont and New Hampshire as far as nut jobbery goes. But I mean, like, Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire are the constitutional carry zone in New England.
Wow.
So we got that going for us.
Well, Vermont? You got that in Vermont?
Vermont has always had constitutional carry since the day they were born.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you know that Bernie Sanders voted against the Brady Bill?
No, I did not know. I forgot. If I knew, I forgot. But
that's one of the things I actually liked about him, because he was smart to vote against that.
Have you been keeping up on his wife being investigated on this college issue?
I wrote about it a couple weeks ago, but I don't think I've seen anything else come up on it. It's probably still being investigated, so there's no more news out of it.
Well, no, I know she is. And you just look at the basics and you're going, oh, my God, how did she justify any of this? I know everybody's listening going, what are they talking about? But apparently she went into it's a really small school, right? You probably know more about it than I do if you just wrote about it. Give us a quick overview.
It's a small school, and she, they were supposed to, oh, God, now I have to remember. You know how much I write? they said they were going to grow the school by a certain amount, and so that they got, they were going to get bank loans because they said they were going to get so many donations.
Right.
That's what it was.
That's right.
And they didn't even come close.
Oh, no. No.
So.
The school's in bankruptcy at this point, right? Or?
Yes, she's gone. I'm pretty sure the school's done. And the thing is, did she fraudulently tell the bank that she was going to get all these donors and donations, knowing she really wasn't going to? Because there's a couple of them are totally iffy, like they weren't actually donations. She shouldn't even have included them. So it looks like it was possibly fraud because she intentionally told the bank something that wasn't true.
Yeah, and I think contracts have been given and money's been paid for certain things, and they're going to see the relationships between the Bernies and the school and the banks and that kind of stuff, looking into it. But, you know, the Dems are always righteous and moral and above everybody else. It's just amazing to me. Always amazing to me. Hey, Kimberly, tell people where they can find your writings and learn more about you.
I am at New Hampshire Political Buzz. I am at the Federalist Papers Project. I'm at Western Free Press and Heartland Institute.
Yeah,
I can't even remember.
I know you're all over the place. I love it. I watch, you know, it's funny because I'll start to read something and the writing is familiar. And then I go look at the writer and it's you. And I just start laughing. I go, okay, I should have known better. But you can find Kimberly's stuff all over the internet. Like I like to say, it's like horse manure on a ranch. It's just all over the place. You'll find it everywhere. When we come back, I'm trying to be.
Tammy, get the Nerf gun.
Oh, God. So when we come back, I want to talk about the Democrats. At least they're consistent. That's what I want. I want to talk about their consistency. Because right now, thank you for that. you saw that, didn't you? The Dems are screaming against Joe Lieberman. And the reason behind it, because Joe Lieberman is too extreme. A guy that believes in abortion is too extreme for the Democrats. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Get them to tune in. Check us out on Facebook. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.